It is July 11th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content of the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I woke up this morning in a tent in the mountains of West Virginia at the Summit Bechtel Reserve High Adventure Base of the Boy Scouts of America. Cheryl and I and our two boys and Robbie's girlfriend Nicole are visiting Cat Lothian here and enjoying the beauty and activities of the site. Last night, Cat led the camp in an opening campfire program of appropriately corny songs and skits. Speaking of songs, this morning we have news from Clouty introducing the first benchmark financial index for the streaming of songs from the founder and CEO, David Yuma. David is the young man the JLN team met at FIA's Expo, who was a big fan of MarketsWiki and has used the site to learn the language of our industry and markets. He connected with some of the key players in our industry after watching a JLN video of Jim Sullivan of Stable and reaching out to Jim. Needless to say, he is one of the most interesting innovators to come into our space in a long time, and we wish him nothing but success and best of luck. Hong Kong Exchange has a white paper titled The RMB Bond Primary Market, Access Channels and New Initiatives. Cboe's Henry Schwartz has shared on LinkedIn that 28.7 million flex options contracts traded in the first half of 2022, with record average daily open interest of 2.87 million contracts. Volume is 52% above the same period of 2022, while open interest is 27% higher. The National Futures Association welcomed Jennifer Han as a guest speaker for the NFA's July News Exchange. Jennifer Han is the chief counsel and head of global regulatory affairs at the Managed Futures Association, or MFA. The U.S. government has a website, vaccine.gov, to find out a location near you for a COVID-19 vaccine. You can call or visit their website to make an appointment. CNBC says Jim Cramer is moving his Mad Money show to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. The exchange floor will now be even more of a television set. Chantel Robinson is starting a new position as marketing manager at ICE. Joe Renison is starting a new position as U.S. markets reporter at the New York Times after 7 years at the FT on the markets desk. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Musk laughs off Twitter lawsuit in characteristic meme fashion. Billionaire Elon Musk issued a humorous late-night response to Twitter Inc.'s preparations to sue and force him to complete a $44 billion takeover of the company, eschewing any words of his own. The Tesla Inc. and SpaceX chief posted a meme late Sunday featuring images of himself laughing with captions recounting one version of the events over the past few months. It conveys a light-hearted attitude from the world's richest man to what has been a complex and expensive deal that's weighed on Tesla shares and gone through several iterations of provisional funding. My question, how do you go from being one of the richest men in the world to not so much anymore? You renege on a $44 billion contract and then don't shut up about it. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. What happened to the Twitter Elon Musk deal? Tesla CEO says he is seeking to terminate his $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform, setting up a possible legal battle. Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Inc. nearly 2 months after saying the deal was on hold over his questions about the number of spam and fake accounts on the platform. Twitter is in material breach of multiple provisions of that agreement, according to a letter Mr. Musk's lawyer filed with securities regulators. The letter also accused the company of making false and misleading representations when entering into the agreement. My comment, Musk is going to need to find someone else to buy Twitter to get him out of this deal. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. I'm done with crypto. Voyager bankruptcy rocks true believers. Traders who use now bankrupt platform fear their money is lost for good. Crypto investors are known for their devotion, but their confidence is cracking as the latest company collapse rattles the industry. News that customers of bankrupt broker Voyager Digital Limited won't get all their money back has struck a new kind of fear into those already whipsawed by the sector's swift declines. My comment, woe to the unbelievers. Here's a story from the FT. Cask of rare Scotch whiskey smashes world record with 16 million pound sale. Private collector in Asia buys single malt from 1975 for more than its Ardbeg distillery was sold for. A cask of rare Scotch whiskey was sold for 16 million pounds to a private collector in Asia, smashing the previous world record of 1 million pounds, which was set only a few months ago. The single malt, which dates to November 1975, was produced at the 207-year-old Ardbeg Distillery on the Scottish island of Islay, west of Glasgow. My comment, it is so rare, it would be a shame to drink it. Here's a press release from Clouty via Monde Visione. Clouty introduces Music, first benchmark financial index for streaming songs. Music 500 composite officially launches today, opening door for industry risk management and music as tradable asset. Clouty, the first organization to make music a financial instrument, announced that today it is launching a composite index designed to serve as the key benchmark for the music industry. The firm is partnering with the world's leading data providers to disseminate the index globally. The move paves the way for the introduction of a host of tradable financial products, giving the industry and those with exposure to it an opportunity for much-needed risk management capabilities and offering institutional investors as well as the general public a chance to have a financial stake in music, even down to their favorite songs and genres. My comment, this is an innovation that could bring new young people into the derivatives markets to trade something that is real, true intellectual property. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was JP Morgan spoofing trial set to open with rare RICO charges from Law 360. Second was big cities can't get workers back to the office from the Wall Street Journal. And third was the 13 best outdoor dining venues to hit during London's unusually warm summer from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Lumber futures are getting a makeover. New contract is meant to boost 2x4 trading with smaller loads. Central delivery point from the Wall Street Journal. Exchange operator CME Group is rolling out a new lumber futures contract aimed at boosting the trade in 2x4 derivatives, which has dwindled in recent years and exacerbated wild swings in America's benchmark price for wood. The new contract will be fulfilled with truckloads of boards instead of a rail cart full, which is about one quarter the volume of wood delivered to Chicago rather than a remote Canadian rail junction. The specifications will allow for eastern species of spruce, pine, and fir instead of only varieties that grow in the West. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Europe regulator warns of cautionary lesson from crypto crash. Verena Ross says investors cannot expect bailout because risks were so widely flagged. Crypto investors should take the market crash as a cautionary lesson about putting money into risky, unregulated assets and cannot count on any kind of bailout, Europe's top securities regulator has said. We already warned earlier this year about the serious risk retail investors were taking in some of the crypto assets, said Verena Ross, chair of the European Securities and Markets Authority. And then finally, here is a story from Bloomberg. EU mounts urgent call for COVID-19 boosters as cases rise again. EU regulators recommend second booster for people 60 and over. work is underway to approve adapted vaccines in September. European regulators are urging second booster doses of COVID-19 vaccines for people over 60 years old as cases and hospitalizations are again rising sharply. Recommendations from European Center for Disease Prevention and Control and the European Medicines Agency also include people with medical conditions that put them at risk of severe disease, both agencies said in a statement on Wednesday. Weekly case rates among people aged 65 and over increased 32% in 22 of 24 reporting countries in the week ending July 3rd compared to the previous week, according to an ECDC statement. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.